This episode of 11 Point Caller has been brought to you by...
And now, Pigs in Space!
And Weirdos Like You. Thank you. It's 11 Point Caller, hosted by J.D. Frog Scout Hansel. Hi-ho, everyone! I'm focused on Jerry Nelson today, which is why he's a part of our trivia question, which is, while Jerry Nelson used to puppeteer the Count, and he still currently does the voice, who is puppeteering Count Von Count these days? Is it A, Bill Barretta, B, Tyler Bunch, C, Marty Robinson, D, David Rudman, or E, Matt Vogel? The correct answer was E. Matt Vogel. He has taken over many characters for Jerry Nelson. Studies in Handsome History. July 10th is Jerry Nelson's birthday. Since the 1960s, he has performed hundreds of fantastic Muppet characters. I'm going to be ambitious and try to focus on as many characters as possible in one show. This means lots and lots of clips, so I better start talking about the history stuff. In an interview, Jerry Nelson said that when he was very young, he would drive his mother crazy by making funny noises, stretching his imagination, and playing with his voice. He didn't know, as a child, that this was sort of preparation for becoming a Muppeteer. When he was about 12 years old, he was visiting his grandparents and saw in their house a little policeman marionette. He asked for it as a Christmas present, and he got it. The following year, he received a clown marionette. He played and practiced fun tricks with them. Years later, he got a job as a page at a network in the Washington, D.C. area called WRC. Sound familiar? That's where Jim Henson was doing his show Salmon Friends. He did not meet Jim there, though he had seen him rehearsing in the studio. Later, Jerry got a job puppeteering for Bill Baird. A Muppeteer that Jerry had worked with named Bob Payne told him that the Muppets were in New York and that Jerry ought to call Jim. Well, Jerry and Jim met, Jerry made a tape of his voices for Jim, and then Jerry got a job as Rolf the Dog's right hand on the Jimmy Dean Show. That's how it started. After Jimmy Dean, Jerry Nelson went back to work for Bill Baird again, then Jim Henson started work on Sesame Street. Jerry joined the Sesame Puppeteers in Season 2. One of his first characters was a blue monster named Harry.
Okay, I got a song all about circles. Wanna help me sing?
Yeah, hit it!
See the sun up in the sky, well it's a circle.
Oh yeah, hey. See a hula hoop roll by, well it's a circle. Yeah.
See the sun up in the sky.
See a hula hoop roll by, round as a fresh baked apple pie, and it's a circle. Hey, let's see if we can think of more circles.
I know one.
Go ahead.
See a wheel on a roller skate, well it's a circle.
Hey, I know a good one. See a cookie on a plate, well that's a circle.
Oh yeah. See a wheel on a roller skate.
See that cookie on the plate? Boy, that cookie sure is great. And it's a circle. Hey, I think I'm going to eat that circle.
You can't, we have to keep on singing.
Oh.
See that great big manhole cover lying on the ground? It's not a square or triangle. It's big and flat and round. And it's a circle.
Yeah, but it's not as much fun to eat as a cookie.
A great big letter. Oh, well, it's a circle.
Hey, look. See a bouncing ball, you know, and it's a circle.
I like that great big letter, O.
I like that bouncing ball, and so the shape that we like best, you know, well, it's a circle. We love circles.
Well, it's a circle.
Oh, you don't know. Circles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, not bad.
Another of his first was a very lousy detective named Sherlock Hemlock.
Hey, so this is where I left my lunchbox. I was wondering where I left my lunchbox. Hope my lunch is still in it. Oh, let's see. Here's one half of my chicken salad sandwich. Gee. But where's the other half? It's gone! Huh. Gee. Who could figure out what happened to the other half of my chicken salad sandwich? I know who could figure it out. A detective. That sounds like detective music.
Egad, the hunt's afoot. Show me the clues.
Why, who are you?
Sherlock Hemlock, the world's greatest detective. My senses are keen, my mind is acute. Wherever I'm needed, I go. Whenever... What were we talking about?
My lunchbox here.
The lunchbox?
Mm-hmm.
Aha. Uh-huh. What about the lunchbox?
The sandwich.
Chicken salad. Delicious.
Well, how do you know it's delicious?
I mean, it looks delicious.
Oh.
Chicken salad's my favorite. Mm. Now, what was it you wanted to know?
What happened to the other half of my chicken salad sandwich?
Wait, don't tell me. Let me deduce it from the clues.
Okay.
I'll bet that you want to know what happened to the other half of your sandwich. Am I right?
Why, yes.
Hmm. Let me look at the lunchbox.
Okay.
Aha!
What?
What's that?
Let me see. Why, it's a bread crust.
Egad! Whoever ate your sandwich doesn't like bread crust. You know, many people think bread crust is yucky. Yucky!
They do?
Let's not think about it. Look, another clue.
Oh, look at this. It's a button from a coat. Gee, but how did that get in my lunchbox?
Whoever ate the sandwich must have dropped it.
I never thought of that.
In short, the man who ate half of your sandwich likes chicken salad, doesn't like bread crust, and wears a coat with buttons that match this one. Find that man, and you've...
Excuse me, Mr. Hemlock, but you like chicken salad sandwiches, you don't like bread crusts, and this is your button.
Egad, that's it. I remember. I ate the other half of your sandwich.
Oh.
How clever of me to figure it out.
Why, gosh, Mr. Hemlock, thanks a lot. If you hadn't found all those clues, I never would have known what happened to that half of my sandwich.
That's true.
Boy, that's great. How can I ever reward you?
How about with the other half of the sandwich?
And then there was Simon Soundman.
Oh, what a beautiful, glorious day. Oh. Call. I wonder what kind of call, let's see. Oh, there's the bird call. And there's the pig call. And there's the cow call. Huh. Oh, yes. And there's my favorite, the telephone call. Would somebody answer the phone?
In the fourth season, an iconic character was created, a parody of Count Dracula, Count Von Count. In his first appearance, he had the ability to temporarily paralyze Bert and Ernie.
There we go, my pyramid is finished. Hey, Bert, do me a favor. I want to take a picture of this pyramid I built, so while I get my camera, will you make sure nothing happens to the pyramid?
Oh, sure thing, Ernie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I just stand here and make sure nothing happens to Ernie's old pyramid.
Greetings. I am the Count.
Hi, Count.
Do you know why they call me the Count? Because I love to count things.
I know.
Ah, look. Blocks. I will count them.
Oh, wait. Those are my friend Ernie's blocks, and he
Silence.
Told me...
I am counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, I counted that one before. It is difficult to count these blocks in a pile.
Too bad, but you see, Ernie said...
I know what I will do. I will move each block as I count it.
Oh, no. Ernie asked
Silence.
Me to...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks!
Yes!
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. Did you see what the Count did? Before I could stop him, he took apart Ernie's pyramid. Oh, boy. I hope Ernie's not upset.
Hello there. I'm ready to take a picture of my... my pyramid.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
He's upset. Ernie, see, the Count was here, and while he counted your blocks, he took your pyramid apart.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And you let him do it, Bert?
Well,
Greetings. I have decided to count these blocks again.
Now, hold on, Count. Now, these are Ernie's blocks, remember?
Yeah, you just leave those blocks alone.
Yeah,
you're not supposed
right.
to touch my blocks.
I am counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks! Now, what did you want to say?
Ernie wanted to say that you should leave those blocks alone. You should leave things where you find them. Yeah, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, did I move his blocks?
Yes, you did.
I am sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks! Thank you very much.
Well, I sure told him a thing or two, didn't I, Ernie?
Yeah, but Bert.
Later, he became less sinister, though still addicted to counting.
Oh, hotsy-totsy, my first day on the job as elevator operator. I cannot wait to take someone upstairs on the elevator so I can count the numbers on the different floors. Aha, here comes someone now.
Oh, hi there. Could you take me up to the... Count, is it you?
Yes.
Well, what are you doing here?
I am the new elevator operator. I got the job this morning.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I'm going to love it because I get to count the floors.
Well, listen, could you take me up to the 7th floor?
At last. Walk this way.
Okay. Into the elevator.
Watch your step, please, going up.
Mm-hmm.
Starting at 1 and going up. That's 2 floors. 3 floors. 4 floors. 5 floors. 6 floors. 7 floors. 8 floors.
Wait a second, John. I wanted to get off on the 7th floor.
That's 10 floors.
Listen,
I love it.
John, I wanted to get off on the 7th floor.
I'm sorry, Kermit. Oh, but I could not stop till I reached the top.
Would you please take me back down to the 7th floor, please?
Well, of course, that's my job.
Yes, it is your job.
Starting at 10 and going down.
Okay.
9. Mm-hmm. 8. 7.
This is it.
6.
No, you went right to the 7th floor again. Listen,
Count.
Will you stop this elevator?
two.
Oh, can I run the elevator myself if you want?
I love it, Wade.
Oh, but wait, Kermit, you're angry with me.
Yes, I'm angry.
But why?
Because you were supposed to stop at the seventh floor.
Why?
Well, because that's what elevator operators do. They're supposed to take people to whatever floor they want to go to in the building.
They are?
Yes! And I wanted to go to the seventh floor!
Oh, but that is no problem. Yeah. I know how to get you to whatever floor you want to go in the building, and I can still count all the floors without stopping.
Oh, yeah? How?
I will take the elevator, and you can hop up the stairs.
The stairs?
Bye-bye.
I have to hop in my trench coat?
Other Sesame Street characters that Jerry has performed include Mr. Johnson, Biff, the Big Bad Wolf, Little Jerry, Frazzle, and the Amazing Mumford.
Yes, thank you so much. And now, if I might have some volunteer from the audience to come up and assist me with my first fantastic trick. Someone, please, this first trick has to do with cooking.
Cookies? Good lady. Oh, hi, here I am. Where are cookies?
Here are the cookies.
Where? Oh, that's a good trick.
Thank you so much, yes. Mm. And now observe as I, the amazing Mumford, wave my magic wand and say the magic word. What? A la peanut butter sandwiches. Now the jar is empty.
Oh, no! Where'd the cookies go?
Isn't that amazing?
No, that's terrible. Where are the cookies?
But
where
watch,
put cookies?
As I, the amazing Mumford, wave my magic wand and say the magic word, a la peanut butter sandwiches. Now the jar is full.
Oh, boy, jar full. Oh, boy, good trick.
Thank you.
Leave
but
it that
watch
way.
As I, the amazing Mumford,
no.
wave my magic wand and say the magic word.
Leave cookies,
a la
please.
Peanut butter sandwiches. Now the jar is empty.
Oh, no. Empty again, no more cookies.
Thank you.
Wait, don't go. Wait, what you doing? Wait, where's the wand? Give me
no,
that
that's
wand.
That's all the time I have.
I can do it. Walnut sandwiches. No, pistachio sandwiches. Apple jelly butter. Oh, well. All right.
Please.
I said, hey, operator, please give us a hand. You gotta help us out, cause we're the telephone band. We're calling all people that are sitting at home. Put some rocking and rolling on the telephone. Yeah, yeah.
So please dial in this dance. They wanna hear our music, yeah, they want us to sing. So operator, please make their telephone ring. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
here to entertain you with a telephone band. So take off your shoes, start shaking your feet, and dance like crazy to our telephone beat. Yeah, yeah.
It's off to the station house with the lot of ya. The telephone booth, too.
Hold the phone now. Hey, put that booth down. Hey, where are you going with this telephone booth? Come on, you can't do this. We're too heavy. We're a heavy group. Come on, put us down. You can't do this.
He played many of the less famous characters on The Muppet Show. Kermit's nephew Robin, for example, first appeared on The Frog Prince in 1971 and was later included in the cast of The Muppet Show.
Leave me some magic to get me through the day. Wonders that cast a spell I can't disobey. If it's all an illusion, I'm filled with confusion. So leave me some magic. Don't take the magic away. Leave me some magic, as much as you can spare. And if people laugh at me, I guess I don't care. To believe sets me free more. Isn't that what I'm here for? So leave me some magic. Don't take the magic away. Please don't take the magic away. Ooh.
Do you remember in the fairy tale how the wicked witch's spell changed the handsome prince to a toad? The power of her potion, she handed him a notion. He was lower than the dirt in the road. And though she left him green and warted, her evil plan was thwarted when perchance to happen by the young miss. When in spite of his complexion, offered her affection and broke the wicked curse with her kiss.
Well, if you've never been a frog kissing, then you don't know what you've been missing.
There's a world of opportunity under each and every log.
If you've never been a charm breaker, and if you've never been a handsome prince maker, just to slow down, turn around, bend down and kiss you a frog.
There's a happy ever after land deep in the heart of man where a prince or princess abide. But all we get are glimpses of the handsome prince or princess, cause they're covered by a green warty hide. And though they're full of life's potential, they're lacking one essential to enable them to shine like a star. And that's to have some guy or missus smother them with kisses and to love them while they're just like they are.
And that's the secret of frog kissing. And you can do it too if you just listen. Just slow down, turn around, bend down, and kiss you a frog.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Jerry Nelson also performed Sergeant Floyd Pepper, Camilla, Droop, New Zealand, Fozzie's Mother, Pops, Miss Mousy, Thog, Crazy Harry, Uncle Deadly, and many more.
Gonna find her. Gonna find her. Gonna find her. Gonna find her.
Searching,
gonna search
every which way, yeah, yeah. Searching, oh yeah, searching. Gonna search every which way, yeah, yeah. But I'm like the Northwest Mountain.
We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us where it will be.
Wait and see.
We hear the tears that her mother is shedding are because of the old lady's glee.
When will it be?
When will it be? When will it be? When will it be?
When will
When will it be? When will it be? When will it be? We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us where it may be.
Though we're invited to Henrietta's wedding, no one knows who her husband will be.
Who can it be? They say she started to buy all the bedding, but the husband's a deep mystery.
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who can it be?
Who can it be?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who can it be? We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding. No one knows who her husband will be. We've been invited to Henrietta's wedding, though she can't tell us where it will be.
Wait and see.
We wonder which way to go to the wedding. Between you and me, so does she.
Where will it be?
Where will it be? Where will it be? Where will it be?
Where will it be?
Where will it be? Where will it be? Where will it be? We wonder which way to go to the wedding. And between you and me, so does she.
Henrietta's never gonna have a wedding, and everybody knows it.
So does she.
Look at you all, see the love there that's sleeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the floor and I see it needs sweeping, while my guitar gently weeps. I look at the world and I notice it's turning while my guitar gently weeps. With every mistake, we must slowly be learning while my guitar gently weeps. Oh, there, there, baby, now don't cry. Yeah, Floyd's gonna take care of you.
He was also the man behind both The Announcer and Dr. Julius von Strangepork on Pigs in Space.
And now, Pigs in Space! When last we left the swine trek, that scientific genius, Dr. Strangepork, was trying to fix Captain Hogthrob's lighter.
Careful, that's a solid gold disposable lighter.
Oh, don't worry. I'm an expert at these kind of things.
Maybe First Mate Piggy could help.
Captain Hogthrob! Captain Hogthrob! Oh, just one moment here. Well, I refuse to go on with such an unruly audience. I have never been so humiliated in all my theatrical career. I quit!
Oh, touchy, touchy.
Yeah, and that wasn't the audience. Your gas lighter sprung a leak.
Oh,
I dropped it.
Oh, I'll get it. Oh, it dropped over here by the tank of nitroglycerin.
Oh, do you burn a flashlight? It's dark under there.
Oh, I'll just strike a match.
A match?
Is this the end of Pigs in Space?
Yeah!
Well, tune in again next time for...
No!
All right, then don't. See if I can.
One of my personal favorite Jerry Nelson characters from The Muppet Show was a lady in the At the Dance sketches who shouted everything.
Oh, I just love this music! Are you listening to me?
Your voice is music to my ears.
Can we take this moment to announce our engagement?
Why not?
Oh, we're engaged! Oh, I've waited so long! I can't understand it. I just can't seem to hold on to a job. My last one only lasted for 10 minutes.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I was a librarian. As an announcer for a TV show. Yeah, but they didn't hire me. You know why? Because I'm a woman, that's why. Discrimination! Are you listening to me?
What kind of a program was it?
Sermonette! You know, I just can't seem to hold on to a guy. What is it, huh? I'm a real good looker, a neat dresser, and a great cook. Come on, tell me now, what's my problem?
You're too introverted.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah, so I've recorded 3 record albums, and they're really great, but they haven't sold.
What do you sing, rock?
No, lullabies! So I said to him, what kind of a girl do you think I am? I told him I never wanted to see him again. Never, never, never. Do you think I did the right thing, Herman?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
He eventually started to get some lead characters, such as Emmett Otter in Emmett Otter's Joke Band Christmas.
Long, long ago, there lived a lady, simple but elegant, as any on the shore. She was known for her generous silhouette,
and yet she was known even more for
the bathing suit she wore. Even so, it was her bathing suit that made her famous. It was almost heaven sent. Many
times when it was drying on the line, a tourist would mistake it for a circus tent.
Oh, hi, Emmett. I'm fishing. What are you doing?
Delivering laundry and going to Waterville. See you, Wendell.
Now she has gone. Now she has left us.
Left with sweet memories.
And left with something more.
We've made curtains.
And handkerchiefs.
And clothing for the poor. From the
one bathing suit that your Grandma Otter wore. From the one bathing suit that your Grandma Otter wore.
Say, Ma, that sounded pretty nice.
He also performed Gobo Fraggle, Pogwarg, Architect Doozer, and Marjorie the Trash Heap on Fraggle Rock. While Jerry Nelson has done much more than what I've mentioned, I'm going to close the show with these songs from Fraggle Rock.
Rose. We never say hello to stay. We always say goodbye. We always say goodbye. And ain't it just the way it seems? We pull the petals off our dreams. Our hearts can say we're here to stay. We always say goodbye. We always say goodbye. Weep for the day when a new friend comes your way. Weep while you play, for your friend will make you cry. Weep for the night when he journeys out of sight. Friends always tell you goodbye. Friends always tell you goodbye. Thank you.
was great being an explorer. Headed down the road, I'm going round and round, walking through the light and through the free and easy land. All I want to know is how the world goes round. All I want to be is a traveling, be a wandering man. Well, you go one way, see it some kind of fun way. Start exploring the two-way. Wow, it's just like a three-way. When you get to the freeway, can't be sure it's a freeway. Got to find me the true way. That's the only way home. Well, you go one way, see it some kind of fun way. Start exploring the two-way. Wow, it's just like a three-way. When you get to the freeway, can't be sure it's a freeway. Got to find me the true way. That's the only way home. La 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 la.
Mousy.
I loved her.
Me too.
What?
No, we didn't.
Did you?